Ah, welcome to my inn, the Carriage Rest Inn, a place where the bard has tales that spin. As our weary travelers struggle to find their role in this world divided with souls that are full. Trust, confusion, loyalty are a greater foe than any arrow sprung from a bow. Who is dark, who is light, a constant battle over who is right. Listen as we begin here at the Carriage Rest Inn.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Carriage Rest Tales. I'm your host and Dungeon Master, Mike, and to my left we have...
Hello, this is Ryan. I will be playing the Tabaxi Bard.
What's his name?
Gnomus Vimus. Multiple names.
Hello, this is Nick. I will be playing Vaso / Ozoff, the half-orc barbarian.
Hello.
There it is.
This is Sam. I'll be playing Woods, the elven paladin ranger.
The scene opens up.
Wow.
Woo! The scene opens up and it is Vaso and Clyde hugging because Clyde had just got wheeled into your guys' apartment that you're staying in. You can tell Clyde is grasping at Vaso, like he's very surprised that you're there.
Yeah, Vaso is just gonna, well, Vaso / Ozoff, just gonna hug him.
Okay.
And just, and I'll probably start crying.
So. I didn't think you'd actually come. They always told me you were coming, and they would just keep these mental games, and... Yes, I could touch you. I know you're real. This is... Thank you. Thank you. And you just get to kind of hold you, cry.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I've been looking for you ever since you disappeared.
Thank you. It's been... I don't even know how long it's been. How long has it been?
How long has it been?
It's been like probably 3 months at this point.
Yeah. Something like that.
When can we get out of here?
Well, you're free now. I think we're gonna rest here because we got a mission to do.
Is it safe here?
Yes, it's safe here now.
Okay, please.
I made a deal with the Night Circle.
Okay, just stay with me.
Yeah, of course. I'm here. I'm not leaving you.
And they would just have, I guess, idle conversation. Probably not much conversation, that would be my guess. He's pretty thin. You've never seen your father so thin, and obviously his legs aren't working. He's got quite a bit of other bruises and scrapes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think during our long rest, like as I'm healing him, I would have like conversations with him. You know, just like maybe like, slowly start talking about, you know, because I want to get any information he has about, you know, what he knows about the order, what secrets he knows. You know, I know he left because he thought the order was bad, like they were doing things that he didn't agree with. So Vaso is going to try to dig into that a little bit, just, you know, and then eventually share like, hey, like I think that volcano.
Housing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the secrets that he would have started to put together, and it's going to take probably that full week of the long rest interacting with him to piece the puzzles together. Yeah. Because his mind is, I won't say shattered, but it's definitely flustered. And you put together that a lot of the testing, quote unquote, that was happening was they knew that Clyde was a full soul and they were using Clyde to see how easily they could open and close rifts to kind of gauge how many pillars they needed to fall. So that's how they came up with their idea that they needed to fall so many more pillars plus the one at Black Bay Harbor, based on the torturing that they were doing to Clyde. They also figured out that emotional pain opened rifts more than physical pain. Okay. So that's why his mind's a little bit shattered, because they were not just torturing him physically, they were trying to torture him emotionally to see how that interacted with the world and how rifts were created and stuff like that.
Throughout the week, I don't sense any, like, I touched the microphone. I was being called out by Ryan.
And you were touching it earlier. I'm watching you all.
I think I'm just going to sit on my hands. Except I won't be able to talk. So throughout the week, there's not like a... I left him, quote, basically to die. And I just, in some people's minds, that's what they think I did. So I feel like I'm walking on a bit of an eggshell, waiting for maybe that memory to come back, or at either Vaso or his dad. So I want to, I guess, maybe roll an insight to see the temperature. 23.
I would say the insight that you get from Clyde, and maybe you've had a conversation with him or two, he doesn't hold any aggression towards you. And you remember that he is a military background person.
Great.
And he was more appreciative that you got his son out of the situation than leaving him behind.
Hmm.
But he's not necessarily warm and cozy with you, because he also was just tortured for 3 months because of that decision.
Yeah, but he also would have done the exact same thing.
Yes, you put together that he would have left you also.
Great.
And he doesn't hold it against you that...
Perfect. There's some strong eye contact trying to happen between me and a current player at the table.
Well, yeah, I feel like the son is going to have a lot different output than the dad that was already accepting his decision when he went into the battle. You know what I mean? Like,
So we finally get our long rest.
You finally are getting your long rest.
Why did he leave originally?
We talked about this in the hunting shack. Me and your mother were starting to suspect the Night Circle, or started to suspect that the Order Light was hiding things about the rifts and how they open, how we close them, why some people are impacted and dormant, others are not. Through my experiences with the Order of Light and my experiences now here at the Night Circle, it's obvious to me now that the spell was stripping our emotions. The Harbinger creation was, I think, scared of us. He didn't want an uprising, so he was taking all the negativity and siphoning it away. And when we started putting that together, we were sent on a dangerous mission, and then all of our support was mysteriously missing. That was the day that your mother had died. And I left.
Clyde, I'm gonna ask a very sensitive question. Did you see your wife die?
Yes.
She turned into a shard?
Yes, she turned into a light shard.
Was he just gonna, like, put her hand on his, like, knee? And, like, sorrow, kind of?
I think Vimus is being solitary at times. I think learning... He's got a new mission, and that mission is to get to the volcano. So I think he's being general vibe and trying to plan how we're going to get to the volcano. He's also, I think, walking the streets of
the Iron Mist,
because he's soaking in being general vibe and getting that recognition and attention that he's used to.
Okay.
And I think he's also trying to find some weapons, because he knows the fight ahead's going to be probably a difficult one. And to have something else ready.
So he wants to strap up even more weapons?
maybe something more magical, because right now he's got some nice armor, but in a broken rapier. So either he gets his rapier fixed or...
Didn't we get you all armored up, though?
No, I do. Yeah, I was saying, okay. I got some nice armor, but I think I just have regular daggers.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't think he's got anything...
Of a magical sword. Like a 12 sword.
Plus 12 bow.
Yeah, or a flying axe that comes back to you, or a crown of flying, yeah. Or a dragon, or...
Wow, is this podcast just about Nick? I think it might be.
Or all the other cool things Sam probably has that I don't know
I have
about.
One...
And her... Hermione bag of holding, so.
As you're walking the street to the Iron Mist, you notice that it is eerily quiet. And you're starting to put together that you haven't seen the Iron Mist this desolate in a very, very long time, if ever. Because there was before, the dwarves were in the upper tiers, and then everybody else was in the lower tiers. And then the great, I guess, conflict that flipped it. The dwarves were in the lower tier and the night circles in the upper tiers. But now there's no dwarves. There's just lots and lots of dark shards. Which is eerie because it's a big city that now has majority of its population missing. But it's also strange to you that the dark shards are still here.
And they're not forming into Denoa.
They're not yet. I would say maybe a couple of Denoa do appear, but then they quickly get taken out by some of the Night Circle initiates. But they're not taking the shards away and taking them someplace else like is the normal procedure in Dorma.
Would the Night Circle know to take the dark shards away so they don't form?
Yes. Yeah.
But they're not doing that.
Yeah, that's the normal procedure. For some reason, they're not doing it now.
Wasn't there like another general that I met? The
General Lingenier. He's still going to be there because his role in the Night Circle is the Iron Mist. He was involved with fortifying it and making it ready for the final assault.
I think I was trying to avoid him, though, because he was prying into some stuff about me I didn't want pried into. So maybe the Dark Shards is something I'll keep an eye on during the long rest.
I will
try to figure out why.
Eventually, Lingenier is going to hunt you down because he didn't want to talk to you. General Vive.
General Lingenier, I suspected you would have tracked me down eventually.
Yes, I'm just curious how you've been. It's been so long since we've talked.
Yeah, things have been interesting. My new allies that I have with me and me trying to figure out how to end the spell hasn't been the easiest.
Yeah, I'm super surprised you got Osaf to join you. He seemed very, I heard, stubborn, but now he's on your side. Cease to amaze me, sir.
You know me, I try to keep things mysterious and intriguing for everyone involved.
A couple of weeks, hopefully we'll have this boat up and running. I'd say about a week. And hopefully by that time, the professor will find the missing pieces. We're still looking for that crown that we can hopefully fell the pillar. And it'll be perfect if we could do that soon while the Harbinger's out of town.
So when you say getting the city up and running, how high does this floating city get?
Well, it's just a moving city. It's going to walk on legs like it always has. I haven't quite worked out the engineering to get it flying like that Firefly city, but... We got the railguns set up, and we're collecting the dark shards to dump onto the city. Hopefully, it'll take us about a week to do repairs, and then a couple of days to travel to Black Bay Harbor. And we're hoping that by the time that's done, we have the last little pieces that we need.
How high does the city get when it's on its legs?
You would
like volcano high?
No, okay, it'd be like about 200 feet probably.
Okay. I think General Lingenier, being the engineer that he is, I would ask him, do you have any sort of flying apparatus or ways?
He's going to hold his wings out.
Well, like, flying apparatus for us people that aren't gifted with wings.
Oh, like a air elemental ship? Yes. We've got a couple of them that have, let's say... and commandeered from the Order of Light. they just went down, he puts in quotes, in combat.
I like the way you do that.
Happened to show up here. Is there a reason you need some aerial flight?
Me and my companions may need to do some reconnaissance before the Night Circle gets to Black Bay Harbor. Mm.
So you want to fly around Black Bay Harbor?
We need to fly bypass Black Bay Harbor towards the north side of Black Bay Harbor.
I was going to say I'd be very careful around the airspace of Black Bay Harbor because, they have a pretty strong aerial unit themselves. A little halfling girl.
And I think as soon as he says that, I would mutter Amelia.
Yep.
Just
the gnome, yeah.
I think the gnome side of me would remember Amelia and the fun times we had in the airships.
Yeah, the Damien had said that he's working on turning her to our side, but she's pretty stubborn about being on the side of the light. Thought he was able to corrupt her when your other half had perished, but she then turned back around. Almost had her in our clutches. It was fortunate that we weren't able to succeed.
It's nice to know that loyalty still exists. The gnomist side of me is definitely going through his questioning who he's loyal to and who's loyal to him. I think that's why Vive is maintaining more control at this point.
That makes sense.
But I think hearing Amelia and Amelia being strong about staying strong if she thinks Gnomus has died kind of like sparks some joy of at least someone out there still cares. Yeah.
So you're trying to find something north of Black Bay Harbor?
Something that I think could further turn the tides of battle and be in our favor.
I guess the other puzzle piece we got to figure out is that Benson character. I hear he's basically just always on guard in front of the statue. And even if we get the crown, we're going to have to get past him and his shards of the faithful.
I have plans that may help us out with Benson, but I need to get to the volcano first.
Oh, need to get to the volcano. What's at the volcano? Are you going to try to like make a lava flow? So I'm pretty sure they got magical enchantments keeping that from happening, but...
It's something I didn't think of, but something might be there that needs to be explored. I don't want information getting out because...
Yes, you have your side, I have my side.
I know we're on the same side, but I don't know who else is listening.
He's going to like look around. Not many people here, but I don't want to interfere with your missions, General Vav.
But if you could help me, General Engineer, I would greatly be in your debt.
Sure, I'd be happy to help with anything that I can.
Yeah, if we can get on this airship and maybe get a small contingency of people to go with us.
Sure, I could probably give you, we're pretty thin, but I could probably give you a strike team. Unfortunately, your normal crew is, Halar's dead. Yours is Korgon, right?
Yeah, I just spoke to Korgon about a week ago. Okay, I thought Korgon's... he was coming here after Kamachi fell.
Oh, well, he might be, but he's going to be a little bit slower than you guys, I think. And then Theron, he's still not quite right in the head. Ever since he touched that pillar, he's just been spouting. Well, the professor can make it out. To me, it just sounds like nonsense.
Yes, I heard Theron was having a time of things.
Yeah, he goes a little bit crazy and then tries to pull his hair out, and he just keeps talking about teleportation and all sorts of weird light, darkness.
Where is Theron now?
Well, unfortunately, we have him down in solitary confinement. Not that he is like a criminal, but he's just such a danger to you, himself and others. We're hoping to ease his mind, but I guess he's got visions of the gods and his grand plans, and it's too much for his mortal mind, is what the professor is saying.
What channels would I have to go through to go speak to him?
I mean, we can just take you down there. You know, you're a general. You have access to everything here.
I didn't know if
other than my private quarters, of course.
Yeah, no one wants to go in your private quarters. I didn't know if the professor had him and solitary for a reason. Like, if no one else was allowed to see him, but the professor is why I asked if I could see him.
That could be one of the reasons he wants to limit access to him, but I think it's also, there's a high probability he might attack you, because he seems quite confused. He's also in a straitjacket right now, so I'm pretty sure you'd be able to manage just fine.
I think I would like to speak to him.
Sure. Then he'll give you directions. He's good if we go about his own repairs, because when you look around, there's a lot of work to still do. Okay.
So just to recap his timeline, when was the professor due back at the Iron Mist?
Well, the professor says at minimum he'll be back at the Iron Mist in 2 weeks, but he's trying to keep the Harbinger of Creation out of the city for as long as possible to give us... Because if we can attack the city when he's not there, we have a much higher chance of success.
We need to go explore the volcano, like, soon, before he gets back. Because we need to attack Black Bay Harbor before the professor gets back.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we're trying to target, we'll just say like 2 weeks from now is when they're going to try to target it for our next bout. And we're hoping that we'll have the crown by then. We have what troops we can, scouring everything, trying to find it. And we just got our fingers crossed. That's the last piece of the puzzle.
Okay. So if we can leave in the next 1 to 2 days... Do you go to the volcano? Will the ship be ready by then?
The ship's ready now. At least one of them is. And the Iron Mist will be about a week before it's up and running.
I have really nothing to do, so you don't feel like you need to switch over here.
don't look at me. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Have we already completed our 1 week?
No, we're in the process of the 1 week. So okay, you're collecting information.
When he says, like, we're going to go in 1 to 2 days, we have assumed we've completed a full long rest.
No.
Okay.
So that'll have to be a conversation for you guys to figure out. No, we need to wait longer.
Yeah, we need a full rest. I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah, I didn't know how far into the long rest we were when I was talking to him. So that's why I was trying to figure out.
Gotcha.
Guys, I'm also taking so many notes.
So many
notes. Look at that. So pretty.
Thank you.
So you have nothing going on over there?
I mean, I don't. No, Woods is literally focusing on healing herself, helping to heal Vaso's dad. So I would assume like she's going to be doing like some spell slots and stuff, just enough so then she can still fully recover by the end of the long rest.
Gotcha.
And meditating a lot. There's going to be a lot of, so she's got a lot of personalities in her head, right?
Going on right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's Woods herself, but then Woods was also just back home. So she's dealing with all that. Then there's Lucia, and so Pallor, and Celine's dead memories. So, like, I think she's just, there's a lot of her cross-legged meditating, a lot of her working out, like maybe trying to find, I don't know if there's water she could swim in, but she's trying to get back to fighting mode, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to say in your meditation, you're doing a lot of work with both your bow and your sickles. Mm-hmm. And you are playing around with having darkness and light. So I'm picturing Woods doing basically like, what is it? What's that slow karate yoga called?
Tai Chi.
Ooh,
doing
yeah.
like slow Tai Chi, but then having certain parts of your body glowing with either sunlight or moonlight. Trying to connect that you now have powers of both goddesses.
And I feel like while I'm doing this, I'm actually holding my weapons. So like
yeah.
slowly pulling
channel
my,
in
yeah.
into it. Yeah. Like that though.
When she's really energetic, she does Taibo.
Taibo? Stretch and stretch.
No, what was that guy's name? Way off topic.
Oh.
He was like really energetic.
Yeah, yeah. Big guy, but like really energetic.
I'm going to try to remember his name later. But
I'm just going to Google it. It was right. Taibo, right?
Yeah, Taibo was the exercise routine.
2000s Taibo. Billy Blanks.
Billy
Blanks. I had Billy.
You did. You did have. As soon as I could see him. I could see his body in that leotard. Mm.
Oh, my.
All right. So you're heading down to see Theron?
Yes.
You get down to the prison section area. There's no prisoners. But you do hear a quiet thud, kind of rhythmically, coming down a hallway.
I suspect that's Theron, but I will tread carefully, knowing what Theron is capable of.
Okay. You get down the hallway, and you see, peering through the little, I'm picturing a solid metal door for the solitary, but it's got a little slit that you could pass food through and all that stuff. And you see Theron in a straight jacket just hitting his head lightly against the wall. There's so much. There's so much. There's bows. There's arrows. There's gauntlets. Teleport. Why teleport? Statues? Bow staff. Bow staff? Gauntlets?
The Harbinger weapons. He's seeing the...
General Vive.
Theron, it's been too long. It is me. I've come back.
I fell Trin for you. I fell it.
You did. You are a very good companion and soldier.
He was taking our memories. He was taking our emotions. He gave up his weapons to make the pillars.
The Harbinger gave up his weapons?
Yes, yes, yes. Used his weapons as anchors for a spell. That's why our weapons destroy his weapons. But don't touch the floor. Don't touch the floor. It'll take you. It'll take you to where the shards go. Don't touch the floor. Teleport. It'll teleport you. Nothing good can be there. No.
Stepping on the floor inside the...
The floor.
The temple? Or the...
Yes, yes. I almost stepped on the floor. Korgon helped me. I almost stepped on the floor, but he helped me. And then I was blown up. I wasn't blown up. I was blown away. The floor. No.
What can I do for you, Theron?
I don't know. I'm trying to sort through all of this information. There's so much. He was in pain. He didn't like to destroy his creations. He didn't want to do that anymore. He tried to not do that anymore. He made us so he didn't have to destroy. He can just create. He split us. He split us. He can just create and never have to destroy. But we can't destroy. I don't... Why? Why? Why would he just dump all the emotions, all the negativity here? What's the plan? What's the plan for the end?
I think that's what we're trying to figure out.
Well, what was his plan? Just let us get overrun?
I don't know.
Bow staff, bow, gauntlet, gloves, helm, crown? We need the crown.
Yes, it seems like everybody's after the crown.
The crown is his key.
Is the Harbinger's key?
Yes, that's...
What do you mean by key?
To destroy his statue, destroy his pillar. The focal pillar.
What do you think will happen when that pillar gets destroyed? Have you had visions of that?
He's very protective of it. I know that.
So it is of great value.
Yes. He protects it. He keeps it in his city where he resides so he can protect it. And he has champions. He has the shards of the faithful. Is that why he collects the shards?
In the volcano, right?
Yes, yes.
Have you seen that?
Volcano. His home. He overlooks his pillar, his key.
Who else would be in his home with him?
He...
Are there people there? Or is it just him?
I
I don't know. He's got the shards of the faithful. Golden figures. He can make golden figures? A golden army?
I've seen that they can actually, yes, weaponize those or use them for protection.
He must use those.
I think we need to get rid of them.
Yes. Yes. How do you get rid of something you can't destroy, though? How? Gold shards. Dark shards?
Maybe mix, take the dark shards?
Mix the shards? Maybe. Wooden weapons not destroyed, but they destroy the golden weapons in the pillars. Wooden weapons can't destroy, but kill the...
Have you seen Korgon? Have you seen...
Alex, with Korgon? Korgon, go fell pillar. Go destroy Kamachi. Stop dwarf rebellion. Must succeed. Quiet. Outside.
He did succeed. I just saw him.
Good. I liked Korgon. I didn't like Halara. Halara, no.
I don't think anyone liked Halara.
Yeah, nobody liked Halara.
Except all the fans.
Except someone named Dan.
The absolute, quote, best player
character. That's what he said. I think Korgon is headed his way here.
Oh, good.
Maybe when he comes, we can pay you a visit.
Yes, I would like that. That would be, bring Alex.
I will do my best to find Alex.
Alex with Korgon.
Oh, okay. I will bring Alex.
I trust Korgon.
I do too. Well, I'm not ready to go back to you all yet.
Okay.
I would think about the pillars, where the nearest one is that we could teleport. I guess it would be Trin. Would that be the closest one?
You would know.
Or does it have to be a functioning pillar? It
has to be a functioning one, as I was going to say. You would know that when
it's Black Bay Harbor.
There is Black Bay Harbor. you have to kind of do it all backwards from your playing, so you have to fight Benson because he's guarding the pillar, but that is a close one. I'm pulling up the map real fast. Yeah, you would have known when you fell Trin that... Well, you would have heard from Korgon when they fell it originally, and then you would have seen it when you fell it, that the teleportation circle disappeared when the pillar fell. So, like, Karhang didn't have one either. And now you know that Kamachi doesn't have one. So you know that three pillars have fallen.
So there's not a pillar other than Black Bay Harbor.
You guys are actually pretty close to Oraka Mine, which is a dwarven settlement that is in the south. So you'd probably be about, I'd say, a day and a half from... I'd say you're halfway between that and Black Bay Harbor.
But we probably have to fight through some Order of Light members, crack the pillar.
Possibly, yep.
Don't know what the weapon is.
Yep. But that is an option for you.
Okay. All right. I will start pondering how we're going to get to the volcano.
I would say you would probably know. I think at this point, Theron would have provided the Night Circle with the mapping of all of the items and what pillar they went with. So you would know that the crown obviously goes to Black Bay Harbor. You already know that the bow that Woods has goes to Castrum, and you would put together through Theron's conversation that the bow staff, or as they've been calling it, the Staff of Migration, goes to Amberton, which is the Orcs tribe. But you will say that Oraka Mine is a breastplate, which you don't have.
What? What did the dagger go to?
The dagger went to Trin.
That's right.
The gauntlets had went to Kamachi.
We cannot get into the pillar unless we have the thing, right? Or
no, you can break into any of the pillars. You just can't destroy the pillar unless you have the matching.
But we don't want to destroy it. We want to use its teleportation and...
Yep, exactly.
But, are we just going to pop out into the middle of a volcano? Like, we don't know what that is.
that, and like I was saying, all the pillars are probably being protected by Order of Light.
You don't want to go fight a bunch of Loxodons?
No, I don't. Not when we have an airship.
But we can't fly the airship over Black Bay Harbor.
We can go around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just said to avoid the actual airspace over Black Bay Harbor.
Most of us can fly already.
Well, good for you all. Then you all go. I'll stay here.
If you couldn't just shapeshift and did like something tiny, I could just put you in my pocket.
Wow.
Actually, what's a bag of holding? How long can somebody survive in time?
I think it's like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not going to work.
It's however long they can hold their breath because there's no oxygen in there.
Oh. No, because you need the bag of holding to put all of our black shards in there.
I have a question. Have we ever taken a random black shard and a random gold shard and tried to touch them together?
I thought we did once. Didn't they, like,
rebound
negate each other?
Yeah, they didn't. Well, you would know that they're just random ones. They won't mix. They'll kind of mix together for a little while and then shoot out, kind of like you're trying to push magnets together. But from your experiments with the professor, you know that if you mix a dark shard and a light shard from the same entity, that those will mix and disappear.
Because they just got a influx of gold shards from the dwarves. And we have all their black shards here. So that can negate
okay.
at least that energy.
Yeah, so if you took all these dark shards back to Kamachi,
so we're could just so
eliminate all of the light shards that are probably on the ground.
So you want me
which
to
isn't a big dent, but
pick up
a little.
All of these shards and clump them together. When we know when we clump them together, they turn into a Genoa, and then you want me to stuff that into a bag and carry it with me.
We're just brain. I thought we were just brainstorming.
Okay,
here.
Okay. This is just like a think tank here. We're just spitballing ideas.
I thought we were just
ideas.
Spitballing. Like, okay. What are we doing? And
but like, would that work?
But do you want me to do it?
But like, also
because I will.
We can get crazy.
I think it would. I think it would cancel out some of them, but you're talking about a big glowing orb of energy and a big volcano, so
pointless.
I don't think it's going to do much, but we can have them some just in case. I don't know how we're going to destroy a big ball of light.
What yeah. was the celebration that they had once a year for the light? What was that? The Festival yeah. of Light. What did we do with that?
They bring all their shards to the pillar, and that just sucks them all in. Golly.
So really, that's just
sneaky.
A celebration to
give
fuel
more
him.
Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. I wonder who came up with that brilliant idea.
Just trying to think how to...
How to save the world?
No, how to get rid of gold shards.
Save the world.
Well, we also know those gold shards can aggregate and turn into humanoid fighting figures.
Can't we just
yeah,
fight
I was
with them
gonna
though?
Ask,
the three
Basso,
of us versus a volcano of light.
Did he ever like read anything on like using gold shards like when he was with the order? Because I know that was, I know he saw Benson do that.
Yeah, so you had seen a few things as you start thinking through it. You had saw the remnants of the Purple Knights, which was the golden figure that was helping you
in the woods.
Kill that yeah. dragon that was that Dorma dragon. You also saw all the golden gods, quote unquote, that the Harbinger had called up the day that Woods originally went crazy with Lucha. And then you also saw Benson, and you've seen Quentin utilizing shards to make weapons, shields, swords, all sorts of stuff.
Hey guys, it's Sam. Oh, we are almost done wrapping up season 4 and the entire storyline. We are so excited and thankful that you guys have been on this journey with us. We want to do a bit of a mailbag. If you have questions about the storyline, the world, the podcast, us as players, we would love to answer those for you as a little season finale. Regardless of where you are in the story, if you're starting with season 1 or if you're right with us at season 4, go ahead and send in your questions either on Instagram at CarriageRestTalesD&D or shoot us an email at podcast@caredresstales.com. As always, give us a 5-star review if you haven't done that yet on your favorite podcast platform. Share our podcast with a friend. We are so grateful for all of you as listeners. We cannot thank you enough. We are so excited that you've been on this journey with us, and we can't wait to wrap this story up. I hope you guys enjoy it. Can we flip Quentin?
Quentin, you already know, is pretty
in it.
Gray.
I know. I'm just saying, can we finally recruit him to our side?
Well, we got to find him. I don't think we're going to find him in 2 weeks, will we? Because he was with the centaurs last we saw him.
No, you saw him at Trin because he helped you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, tell or Woods and Vasos in their regards or something.
Yeah. And he helped, and he didn't fight you. He let you fell that pillar. So you can kind of tell he's not necessarily a full double agent. This is what you picked up. He's not a full double agent, but he's not fully committed to that. Oh, the order light is perfectly correct.
We could flip him.
Would your dad know how to use the gold shards manipulate them to our favor?
We're so smart.
Look at that. Yeah. Up top, man. Yeah. You can edit that out. Yeah. That was awkward.
No, actually, great. I really wish we could have saw that. High five. It was beautiful. You went so, like, Nick, perfect. You went so strong, but then hesitated for some reason.
I really don't want to high five him.
It was good.
Yeah, yeah.
We're keeping it, keeping all this. This is okay. This is what
the
listeners
you're
want.
You're editing it. So you can do what you want.
Yeah, so Voss is going to go to his dad and ask if he knows anything about using gold shards as weapons or turning into, you know, a giant golden figure or anything like that.
I would say that Clyde originally had a book. They had a book of research that him and his wife were creating. I think it's in Woods' bag.
I think it is too.
You would know that they were knocking down that same door, but in a different sense, they were starting to ask the question of why do creatures generate from dark shards, but light shards aren't generating creatures? And they were starting to ask the questions like, hey, why aren't there that many light shards? You know, like, I know we get rid of them, but why is there already so many dark shards? Like, they were starting to ask those questions. But then he got his wife murdered and left the order before he kind of figured out how to utilize that information. So he doesn't have any information on that one, unfortunately.
Theoretically, I'm not saying we can do this.
I like it already.
We've seen the Colossus come into Ivana already, and we know he is made of nothing but dark shards. Could you get the Colossus somehow near the volcano and like massive, just like
Big Bang,
negate city.
I like this idea.
I don't know how you would, because Qorgon and Theron, we've fought the Colossal at one point.
Oh, and Vasa's seen it.
Vasa's seen it.
Vasa, we all kind of saw it when he came through and Benson fought him, right?
Yeah.
Vaso had saw it also when Grace had sent him to Dorma from his sleeping bed. I remember that episode. That was awesome.
Yeah. So
that was his solo episode
in
season
that.
One.
When we couldn't find him. Yep. Everyone thought I killed him.
So A, how do we get the Colossus to A, listen to us enough to be like, hey, can we get through the Harbinger of Destruction to ally with us to get to the volcano and negate all the light shards?
Does my goddess lineage on either side happen to be friends with him?
Yes. You would be friends with, Lucha would be friends with the Harbinger of Destruction. You guys are both dark gods. And in Dorma, all the gods are a little bit more, I would not say friendly, at least they're more cooperative in each other's lives. I guess in Ivana they would be, but they're all dead. So that makes it tricky.
Do we feel like I could harness Lucha so much so that I could physically present like her?
Yes, I think you can. I think that would, let's say that's what you've been working on doing for the last, during this long rest as you're going through your Taibo.
patent, or trademark.
Trademark.
Okay. Now, how do we find him?
The Colossus?
Yeah.
You know he's in Dorma.
Okay.
It's in Dorma, and I would say at this point, because you have Vi's memories, the Colossal is always at Black Bay Harbor, but on the Dorma side.
Oh, so we just got to make a really big riff, really.
The reason being is...
using emotional damage instead of physical.
And you would know...
You dropped us that hint earlier this episode.
So we kill Vaso's dad. He'll freak out. Riffle open.
We've killed everyone else he cares about.
Why don't we just do that?
I mean, that fits the storyline. Like.
We just kill Clyde. He...
And Vimit and Vato were right.
Yeah. Listen. And then
hey,
a massive rip opens.
Always right. You're just now picking up on it.
We're not going to kill Clyde, but that would work.
Good.
The other thing I was going to say that Vive would know is... you would know that the Harbinger Destruction or the Colossal is always at Black Bay Harbor because dark shards tend to accumulate at the capitals.
Because the gold shards are being sent there.
Yep.
And they, thus their dark halves are also
slowly pulled to that direction.
Okay. Hierarching chain of events here.
We need a whiteboard.
I feel like that meme with, who's it, Charlie Day, where he's like pointing at stuff and he's like, so here's ultimately what's going to happen. We need to condense the number of gold shards to give us a more fighting chance against the Harbinger of creation. However, comma, the Harbinger's temple or pillar is at Black Bay Harbor and being guarded by Benson. So we have Benson we got to worry about, which I think is where you two come in. And then the crown needs to be placed on that pillar, and that should finalize everything. But a big chain of events, I think, is going to happen of trying to get the Colossal to Ivana on the Black Bay, near Black Bay Harbor, to combat the gold shards. We're also going to have to combat Benson and get the crown, find the crown and get that
okay,
in the pillar.
Hang on. But,
right?
Okay, but yes.
But that's high arching. That's yeah, the chain
that's
of events
like
that's going
to... the macro view. Yeah. But here's... But ugh. Do we actually need to fell the pillar? Because isn't the point of the pillar just to suck in the gold shards? If we're trying to release the gold shards from the volcano, does the... like, is the, what's the pillar's function? Is it really just to suck in the shards?
I mean, when I was talking to Theron, he said it was a probably the most important pillar. So I don't know if that's like the last beacon.
Like,
I don't know if it's like a Horcrux.
Does it make him weaker just because the shards can't be sucked in?
I think so.
But so if we're just gonna release the shards from the volcano, or send the Colossal into the volcano, then the pillar's moot.
But it also, when the pillars exploded, it destroyed the city too. So I don't know if destroying that big pillar in Black Bay Harbor will also get rid of the Order of Light, so they're less of a nuisance. I'm thinking the pillar in Black Bay Harbor is something more than the others, because it's more heavily guarded.
I think it just has a bigger... say sucking ability.
But
I just think
that,
like...
Isn't that the spell was, though?
Yeah, the spells were the pillars. Like, if we fell the pillars, the spell goes away, right?
Well, yeah, because they can't suck any more gold shards into the volcano.
But he still has all the gold shards, too.
Okay. Okay, so am I making a false connection?
No, I think it's valid. I think it's an important thing that needs to be destroyed.
Okay, so we need
for
to...
for reasons I'd probably not picking up on.
Okay, so... I need to turn into Lucha to convince the Colossal to sacrifice himself into Ivana somehow by mixing with all the gold shards. At the same time, we need to kill or not kill Benson in order to take the crown that maybe we have and touch it inside the pillar.
I don't think the Colossal is going to need that much convincing, because I think he kind of wants to die. Or not die, but...
He wants to be able to destroy.
And he can't. And I think that would give him the ability to destroy again.
Okay.
Boss is going to go talk to his dad.
Okay. What are you trying to
get? Is he strong enough to fight?
Well,
just wondering.
Boss is going to go talk to his dad about Benson.
Okay.
And get his take on, you know, is there any way I can sway him into felling the pillars? And
when I knew Benson, he was kind of a carefree, nonchalant, happy person. But then when Aurora died, when his sister died, he changed. He hardened. He needed a purpose in life. And he found that purpose in the Order of Light.
Okay.
He's quickly rose to the ranks because of his devotion. And from the conversations I've overheard with Damien, or I guess he's called the professor here, he's the Harbinger's most trusted ally. He sees him as his true god. So I don't know if you're gonna get him to go against that god.
Can you?
I could try. I don't think I can fight him, but I could try to talk to him.
Well, the pillar at Black Bay Harbor, like, that's the key to everything here. And if we can convince him that there's a better life by ending the spell, you know, I think that that would be helpful, because he's pretty powerful. He's really hard to fight. But if he sees you the way you are, what the professor did to you might
sway him?
May sway him a little bit.
I mean, I'm willing to talk to him, but I don't know if it'll make a difference.
Clyde, how did Aurora die?
We were sent on an assignment.
Who sent you on that assignment?
The Order of Light sent us on an assignment. It was a risky assignment over by Car Hang, and when the time came for our support to help us, they pulled back.
Who gave you the order for that mission?
He would say sub-captain that at this point.
Who was
retired?
Supposed to
send backup.
Come as your backup.
Our other members of the Order of Light.
Like Benson?
No, Benson wasn't in the order at that point.
Okay, guys, kids, friends, pals, gentlemen, cat.
Depends.
Quarter orc.
Well, he's half orc now, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, he got a lot.
Is he three quarter orc?
He upgraded
a
little bit.
He was a half and a quarter. Does that make you a three quarter orc?
Sure, he could be a three quarter orc.
Okay. I think Osov's ability is taking credit for stuff he didn't do. I negotiated your release. I don't think that was true.
Also, are you presenting more like Osof from a physical perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So he's still missing his hand.
But you're a three-quarter orc.
Yeah, but I'm bigger.
You're bigger and beefier. Yeah. Is Benson going to recognize you?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll tell him
Who you are?
I merged.
Yeah. He's going to love that one.
And I'm, you know, not falling apart.
I'm a full soul. Oh, wait.
Just a full? I identify as a full soul. Thanksgiving's going to be awkward.
If they make it to Thanksgiving.
Okay, so where can we just... Where are we with thoughts of Benson dying?
What? Sorry, I was taking notes.
That was actually brilliant. Where are we with thoughts of Benson dying?
That, I mean, I'll do it if I have to, but I'm going to try everything I can to avoid that.
Okay. But. I just,
but I'm handling Benson.
You can handle,
like, this is between me, my dad, and Benson.
That's great, but when Benson handles you, wow, we need to know.
That's context.
I'm just saying, if it gets to the point where you're knocked out of commission or something happens, or you're not, like, if you're removed from the situation, you need to know what we're going to do.
You do what you got to do.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page.
I'm really hoping everything falls apart once the Colossal goes into the volcano, which is a weird thing to say. And then once the pillar falls.
Yeah, but we have to get to the Colossal. We have to convince him to sacrifice himself. Like, there's a lot of...
I don't think
of,
it's going to be that hard of a
we also
convincing...
have to open up a rift large enough for the Colossal to get through without sacrificing someone.
Just got to go through a lot of emotional damage. We bring Theron with us for that.
Yeah, just bring Theron, like,
take him off,
mess
his
with his head.
Yeah.
No! We're horrible people. We are horrible. Can I just open a rift?
Sure, you can open a rift.
How big is this Colossal?
It's a Colossal. It's the size of a...
How...
Probably two houses.
How would it have gotten through the first time?
If you remember, it didn't get all the way through the first time. It just got, like, I think, a head and a shoulder, like an arm through.
We may just need him to, like, punch the volcano. I don't know if he just needs to make contact
just
with,
like,
it.
Just, like, dip his hand in and pick up the ball of fiery light? Like... Well, I mean, is the volcano bigger than the Colossal?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so I think, like, when he merged, all they had to do was touch. All I had to do, Vibe and Gnomus just had to touch.
Yeah, but
so it's opposing energies. I don't know if it's just.
Yes,
I don't think he's gonna, like,
also,
hug it.
But we're also banking on the fact that there's more matches of shards than mismatches of shards. Because if it's a mismatch of shards, it's going to go the other direction.
So I'm going to say that
I don't know.
Just to have some more context and fuel to the fire,
yes,
here.
Yes, give us context.
I'm going to say that while you're having the conversation of trying to get the Colossal into the volcano, Woods is going to start having memories of Celine getting murdered. But before she had got murdered, she was in the Harbinger Creation's home. She was in his great room, which had two windows. One window that was looking out into Black Bay Harbor from a very high vantage point. And the other side of the room had another big glass window that was blocking off a large cavern about the size of a basketball stadium.
A colossal fist?
No, that was a big, rough cavern, like a cave cavern, that had a floating pool of lava in the middle of it that had golden shards kind of swirling around. But what was important in this memory is that it was enclosed. It was a full cave. It wasn't like an open-face volcano.
So he can just, like, dip his hand in. Also, he's significantly smaller than the volcano, so you'd have to, like, jump in.
You'd have to get him inside, basically. Because Celine remembers that there was some sort of magical seal over the volcano, which you are starting to put together. That's why it hasn't erupted.
because the Harbinger of Creation is managing the volcano on the Ivana side, which the cause of destruction didn't care. He just let it erupt on the Dorma side.
If we could break the spell and get the volcano to erupt, would that be enough emotional damage of people about to get Pompeii'd? I just turned that into a verb. Like,
can we just
mass
make, can we,
hysteria of people fearing for their life?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of can emotional also, damage.
Okay, if we can't break the spell, can we just create the illusion that the volcano is going to erupt? Wouldn't that give the same reaction? If you got
the spell to do it, sure. An illusion of a volcano erupting.
Well, I mean,
big illusion.
I mean, more so, but like tactically, we could just create conversation and whispers and like start creating doubt in people's minds, like a more manipulative thing throughout the city. Like a little more psychological warfare.
Sure. Do you want to actually get to the volcano and see what's there first?
Yeah, we have to get into the Harbinger of Creation's lair.
But he's not here.
So we need to, yeah, that's perfect timing to do that.
And I've secured an airship.
Great.
So I can get us there via airship.
All right.
As this story pulls on your soul, in the end, we hope it is full.
Hey guys, it's Mike, your host and Dungeon Master of Carriage Rest Tales. I just want to say thanks for taking the time to listen to our podcast. It really means a lot to us. If you are enjoying the content and you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review. It's really going to help us grow our listenership and be able to reach more people. I also want to give a special thanks to Tabletop Audio for providing the background music for today's episode.